So we have Jimmy, Amanda, and Mary. Do you all know each other?
Yeah.
Yes.
So who here has done switching sets before?
Yeah, I did.
A group occupational therapy exercise at Community Rehab Care in Medford this past August as I worked to recover from a traumatic brain injury that I had suffered in a bicycle fall in July. My therapy sessions were both helpful and at the outset a bit bewildering. Never in my wildest dreams would I have imagined I would laugh aloud over a play on words involving traumatic brain injury, or TBI.
A tidbit of information is another TBI.
And outline what you did, which is great. You did it when you were doing
That's Amanda Lawton, a fellow CRC client, 33 years old, originally from Marblehead, most recently a labor and delivery nurse in Anchorage, Alaska. She suffered a traumatic brain injury last April when her vehicle was struck by almost 10 tons of falling ice.
I was driving to get butter to make cookies, and luckily, I was driving my husband's truck and not my little Jetta. So I always tell people, flattened me in the car. I got 5 brain surgeries from it, but I'm up talking and walking, so I'm a lucky lady.
Amanda doesn't remember 6 weeks of her life. Her most gratifying moment, she says, occurred at Spalding Rehab Hospital.
I walked from my room to the gym, which wasn't even a normal block. And I got to the gym and was like, but that has definitely gone away, and I've got a little bit more of my stamina back.
Both Amanda and I agreed that the camaraderie of therapy helped.
I really like knowing that somebody's going through the same thing that I am. It's nice to know that somebody's in the boat with me. It's been really nice to kind of learn a little bit more about people and find out weird things happen to other people, too.
And Amanda's dad, Dick Offrey of Marblehead, can't say enough about the therapy Amanda received.
She wanted very, very aggressive treatment. She worked very, very hard at physical and speech and occupational therapy. The therapy that Amanda got, it has just been remarkable.
And Offrey notes just one minor change in his daughter's personality.
I think she's got a better sense of humor than she ever had.
I think I'm funnier.
Yeah, and she thinks she's funnier.
Another fellow TBI client, Steve Burton of Revere, he's 31, fell 2 floors in a work-related accident in 2006. And he says his biggest challenges are organizing his thoughts and coping with noisy places.
The anxiety will build up when there's so many people around. I can't go where I need to go easily without running into someone. It becomes very nerve-wracking for me.
His biggest success to date.
I can walk again.
You can walk again. Was that beyond what doctors were expecting?
Yeah, they told me I wouldn't walk again.
My biggest success? Being pronounced fit to drive again. More on that nerve-wracking ordeal coming up in my next report. Mary Blake, WBZ News Radio, 1030.